Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio every Monday, 7 years, 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. So channel one is very easy to find us. You just go there on this, right now. You can just go and click and listen us live and watch us on the Facebook, which is so cool. It's so funny when sometimes we are going to some gatherings and people recognize my face. Because of radio, obviously, is sweet, especially in Polish community. Everybody knows I'm originally from Poland. So, but yeah, I feel like I have big family right now. Yeah, because of face recognition. So very cool. What a show we have today. Oh my God. I'm so scared to even talk to this lady because Maja Trochimczyk, she just overwhelmed my brain. When I read her bio, resume, or just I read about her as a friend, because I know Maja for many, many years. And, but you know people, but you really like do not know how great they are. You really are really amazing human being and so smart. So hi, Maja Trochimczyk.
Hello, so nice to be here. Thank you very much for the invitation. Wow,
yes.
What an introduction. I feel so honored. I don't know if I can even say anything.
Wait, you will be talking about yourself, because if you want me to read all your titles, all the books and blogs and names, I will be like, So I think people will understand why she needs to come back, and we'll pick and choose, you know, her many different parts of life that she's developing. Equally, it's not like, 5 years I did this, then this, everything together. Crazy. And do I need to add that you are doctor degree?
Yeah, well, if you want.
From musicology, yes, in Canada.
From Canada, from McGill University. And I have two masters, one in sound engineering and one in musicology. We're just talking about the sound engineering
sound
adventure.
Engineering.
Yes.
But we need to add to that poet, scholar, translator, photographer, non-profit director from Poland of many organizations here, blog writers, so many, and books. And there are books who are translated into French, German, Chinese.
Yes, I had some Chopin articles translated into Chinese and Japanese. Somebody just contacted me all of a sudden and said, hey, can we translate your article and publish it? Okay, go ahead. I never saw the actual end result of it, but I'm very happy, you know, if they want to read it and learn something from it, I'm very thrilled. Chopin is one of the composers I love writing about.
Apropos Chopin! First thing when I spoke on the phone with Jeremy, and I mentioned, I am from Music Academy too. I finished Music Academy in Poland on the vocal training. And then we talk a little bit about that with Jeremy Taylor. Can you say your name in accent that you choose?
Oh yeah, of course. My name is Jeremy Taylor. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant to be here.
I like it. He just took accent from Lucy Hill, which people probably remember her. We'll come back to Lucy. And he is doing perfect English accent.
I mean, this is accent on, right?
It's yes!
Accent on. There we go. Yes! All right, turn it on.
So today you'll be speaking whatever accent you wish. This could be English when you come back, or you can switch to American accent. Then next time when you'll be coming, we'll be playing your songs.
French.
We'll pick another accent or not, or you'll be just you, which we love. But really, I need to talk about your talent.
Thank you.
I am very, very proud to meet you. And I think artists like you is very not easy to find. You have something that everybody loves already, sound of something that we love. And everybody says that you little sound like Michael Bublé, which you do, which is great, nothing wrong. But boy, mixture of styles in your music. You have in your songs, compositions, everything, starting from pop, from jazz, from a little bit the retro flavor, or evergreens, or crooner style, and then hip hop. I just,
wow,
it's beautiful.
That's a range.
Thank you so much.
That is a range.
Then when I people see how wired up I am, but it's so much creativity in this room today. I'm just exploding. And you, of course, write the songs. You are producing your own music. We'll be talking to Jeremy Tyler. How you spell your name again? Especially the Tyler.
The way it sounds. T-Y-L-E-R.
Okay, cool. So 1 second. And then.
Hi.
And then.
Hi, Alona. You know,
If not for Lucy Hill, the show will not exist. Accent on. So I just love Lucy so much. 12 and a half years ago, or maybe 13 or 14, Lucy worked with us for our company many years ago. And we become friends. But I knew that she has a radio show for many years. How many years?
Yeah. I had an environmental show with Sharon Dale for 4 years. Every week. And we interviewed climate scientists. We interviewed nature, conservationists. I mean, all sorts of people. It was the environment's my thing.
Because.
Like, we've got to preserve our
not
our
only
earth,
that, but if you are Lucy, journalist. By education, by trade.
Yeah.
You're coming from UK, of course. Everybody can hear it, but you finished in America also some degrees. Could you tell us too?
USC. I went to USC.
That's USC connection here. My daughter, USC connection.
We'll fight on.
Fight on.
Right.
So, and you were also underground journalist. How you call what you were doing in England?
That's right. I was a pirate. I was on pirate radio.
I love
that. Pirate radio. That was a lot of fun. It was a bit risky.
Sounds like it.
It was. But we had a ball.
We were.
And, and we were raided, and then we would move from, like, house to house.
What you were talking about on the pirate radio?
Music. I did music. It was actually R&B and hip-hop in the 80s.
In
so it was like Keith Sweat and people like
this
that.
This girl knows so much about music. So Lucy,
so that was fun.
You're one hot lady. And I told people that you were you are my friend. But one day you invited me and one of our important people that we represented for the interview. And I just put headphones on.
Yeah.
And you didn't even know how much, being in America, I dreamt about me having my radio show.
The spark in your eye when you were sitting here almost in the studio. Because we interviewed Scott, right?
Scott Liebfried from Hell's Kitchen, yes. Because, he was our client then.
Yes, so. That's right. And he came on, he was talking about green recipe, or like sustainable cooking or something like that.
Yeah, that was a turkey holiday. Right. He was talking about turkeys.
So anyway, and the light in Alona's eyes was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was like, I've come home. Yeah.
I had a problem with English till this day. Yeah. I have problem with English. Stop me. And just having so many friendships
and 7
right now.
Years later.
Yes.
There you are. Wonderful.
Now I have all of these great people in my show. Yeah. Okay. The main guest is for today's Maya Trochimczyk, Dr. Maya Trochimczyk.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you.
So, we already mentioned you are originally from Poland. So, everybody has a journey to America. Mm. That's what Accent On loves to focus on also. Mm. About the journey of people who come from all around the world, become here somebody that they wanted or didn't wanted or they discover. But they retrieve. They really do live their own dream. How big? Doesn't matter. Something good happens to people when they are in this country that they call themselves, I'm lucky to be here. So I think you are one of those women who has so much achievements that some of people who wrote a bio say, I cannot believe that she can do it. This is one human being is doing that. So, let's start.
She's honest about it.
So, get you out of Poland.
Right. Yes.
Get you out of Poland. There was what year you left Poland?
I left Poland in 1988, and it was just a year before the system collapsed, but it was unbearable. And also, I met a Canadian composer, fell in love. We got married, and we went to school to do our PhDs together at McGill University in Montreal, in Canada. I wouldn't have had the courage to live on my own, so I'm really grateful to him for this adventure, because I'm really a very proud and very well-settled Californian. I love my garden, I love my friends, and I love my community. I belong to all these organizations and run some of these Polish-American organizations.
So let's start saying just, that, because like I say, we will be seeing you on all of these links. You'll be talking, because there's so much wonderful stuff going on. So you got your degree in Canada. And you are a musicologist.
Yes, I wrote a dissertation, 450 pages, about contemporary music, avant-garde, experimental contemporary music. The subject was the space in music, spatial music, all this weirdest stuff, Zenakis and Boulez and Stockhausen. I was fascinated by this stuff. And I love going to concerts. You cannot listen to this music on record. It's just atrocious. But you go to a concert experience, and it's amazing. Wow. You know, you're saturated with this weirdest sounds, and they go around you and rotate around your head. It's fantastic. So that's what I was doing. And then all of a sudden, I got an offer from USC to run the Polish Music Center.
For 8 years.
Because my professors in Poland who were decided, got together with the composers in Poland who were being asked who should be running the Polish Music Center by Americans who came to Poland to find out the next director. Genius. And they only came up with one name, mine. Yours. So there was no competition. That was it. So I had a job before I got a job offer, right? So I moved my family to Los Angeles. I still remember when I got off the plane.
You have two children?
I have three children.
Three children?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And two USC.
Oh, my gosh. She has three
two
children.
USC and one UC Santa Barbara. So
that's another segment.
That's they're all engineers. You know, it skips a generation. My parents were engineers. Yeah. I'm an artistic and scholar. But then my kids are very engineering-like. So except my daughter sings. But anyway, so I went to USC. I remember first time on campus. I look around and like bougainvillea, roses, butterflies, monarch butterflies, birdsong. I mean, paradise. Yeah. Sounds everywhere. Yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
And that day when I was leaving Montreal, it was blizzard. My shoes were wet.
Yes.
It was dark and slush, and the slush with salt on the ground. Atrocious. Absolutely atrocious. So when I come here, it's like, I never go anywhere else. I stay right here. So I ran Polish Music Center for 8 years. We had a number of very amazing projects, including Henryk Mikołaj Górecki, who's a very famous composer of the
daughter at the Music Academy. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
She was next to me sitting.
Really?
Yeah.
Anya Górecka. Yeah. Oh. Anyway, so he came in 87 and because he wanted to promote and strengthen the very small Polish Music Center. Mm. And I just recently put together the materials from this visit along with a whole bunch of interviews and articles about his music. And this book is called Górecki in Context, Essay on Music.
Again, can we show everybody?
It's again 420 pages. I like 400, I guess.
Oh my God.
I didn't write all of them. I like edited projects when I ask other scholars, other people to contribute. I like interviewing composers because they have a say and should have a first say about their own music. So that was the kind of beginning of my journey at USC. Then Lutosławski, who was very important in funding the Polish Music Center, because his original manuscripts, five of his biggest pieces, most important compositions, are in California in the special collections of USC Library, which was given to establish the center in 1985.
I had no idea.
He came at the time. I met Lutosławski in many times in Poland. I was his translator for some summer classes for composers. And then in Montreal, he was honored with an award, and he came and gave lectures, and also I interacted with him then. So then I was asked to edit another book about Polish composer. This is Witold Lutosławski, Music and Legacy. From a kind of 10th anniversary of that event.
250 pages. 250
pages. Yeah, I had an interview once, and the article was titled 5,000 pages about music. Because I like writing. What can I say? I like doing it. You like playing the piano?
Put
me by the piano. People laugh. You know, it's just like I'm ridiculous. But I actually once played for my friends, and they said,
Maybe you should.
Exactly.
You write. Just write, Maya.
You write, you play.
We are talking to Maya Trochimczyk. Dr. Maya Trochimczyk.
It's all good.
Okay, wonderful. Then next book. please.
The next book. Okay, so I just showed two of the books. Yeah. And then when I was in Canada, I started writing poetry for myself.
That's
because I was
amazing.
Actually suffering the displaced person syndrome, like in Canada, because I was like, I lost ground under my feet. Mm-hmm. I lost my food, my language, my family, everybody. And it was a very strange environment. It was all foreign to me. So my first 100 poems were incredibly sad. Wow. I sent them to my friend, Hania Kulente, a great composer. I hope when she comes here, she comes on your show. She's fantastic. She's phenomenal. And she likes coming to America now a lot. So Hania said, Maya, you're the most depressed person on the planet. Oh. So I never published those poems. Because what's the point?
You should. You should totally publish those.
No. Then
I think that's a good title. The most depressed poet.
No. Every poet is depressed. There's no fun in depression. True. I think so much that's better true. To be positive. Anyway, so I did a lot of, I wrote like 3,000 poems by now. I mean, I write all the time. I write when I'm in the plane. I write when I'm sitting in the lane or even in traffic. I actually invented a traffic poetry because you sit in the traffic instead of getting mad at the driver.
Traffic, right. Right. Open, this is something.
Who is she?
You just come up with the next line.
I did
poem,
it.
Yes, you know?
Oh my gosh, you are a natural talker. I love it. So okay,
so I wrote
how many?
I have 7 books of poetry, including 3 anthologies, because I like doing anthologies, working with other poets, bringing people together. I belong to this wonderful working group, poetry of women only. We have 8 poets, and I just published our anthology to 200, maybe 10 pages. It's called Grateful Conversations, and it's based on a little prompt we had from our workshops, which was Grateful Conversations Never Had But Now Taking Place. Mm. So we had to take this line and make it into a poem. Mm. And then we had all sorts of other workshops, going out to art exhibits, to galleries, to the Getty, to the Broad Museum, and write about art. We like.
So everybody who thinks Ilona Europa has a lot of energy, I met somebody with 2 times more. Oh my gosh, you are giving me wings back.
So nice.
Because 24 hours we all have it.
That's all we have.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
I know you are on your second album. You are still very young, but you're supposed to have like 20 albums already when it comes to life.
Right.
that Maya Trinchik shows us you can do it. We all can do so much in life. But we want to learn poetry. That's another book writing, poetry. Show us.
What poetry? Well, I just brought an anthology about Chopin. I did a tribute for Chopin because I was invited to Chopin Congress in Warsaw. Every 10 years or so, there's an international congress of Chopin scholars.
Oh my gosh.
And I was participating in 2 of those in 1999 and then in 2010. I was specifically invited. So I said, I have to come up with something. But I had no time to go to archives and study something new, like scholarly, look at footnotes and all this stuff. So what can I do if I'm now a poet, I ask poets to send poems about Chopin.
Oh,
I got so many lovely poems. I was like, this is amazing. I was going to just write an article about the English language poetry about Chopin. And I said, I could just put it into anthology. We had wonderful readings from this anthology around LA for a while. We even did one in Chicago at the Chopin conference. And we had one with the best one that everybody still remembers was we went to kind of a Ruskin Art Club, which had a beautiful salon at the time. And Wojciech Kocjan, who is an amazing pianist, was playing Chopin for us. He would play a mazurka. A poet would come and read a poem. He would play a waltz. Somebody would come up, read the poems.
Uh-huh.
And it was like spontaneous, flowing. And at the end, we all danced the polonaise. We had
a
choreographer. And people were talking about it for years because everybody had so much fun. That's what's important. Mm-hmm. Joy. Mm-hmm. Joy in life.
The
not
whole,
being a depressed poet.
The whole group danced the polonaise.
Yes. We played...
imagining that happening.
Wojtek played the polonaise, one of the I think that was the heroic polonaise on the piano, and we were going around the choreographer from Polish folk dance ensemble Krakusy, Edward Hoffman, who is fantastic choreographer, absolutely amazing. He came in costume for dance, and then he showed the basic steps, what we're gonna do, and in the polonaise, it's a walking dance, right? People go in couples and then line up one after another, and then the leading couple leads them around the room, going around on turning or to crossing up with the other people. It's very stately, but also lots of fun. So people were so happy when they're dancing this polonaise with us. So that's what it is. And it was joy of community, joy of being together. And
people are seeing
fun.
The young, beautiful singer who talks about Chopin, listens about Chopin. But I mentioned that that's what was our conversation about on the phone, first one. He said, Chopin is, I love Chopin, he's my favorite composer.
Yes. Yeah. I grew up on Chopin. Yes. I grew up on Chopin and Liszt and Debussy and Rachmaninoff. Fantastic. And these were, you know, I love R&B and pop and rock. And I've been in bands for years.
Look at you. And that's a rocker or a jazz singer or hip hop. Michael Bublé sound like
a gentleman.
And he's classically trained.
But it all started with Chopin. And I mean, I still play the nocturnes.
Are you sure you are not Polish?
Maybe I was in a life before this.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So, okay, we talk poetry. We talk beautiful books about Polish composers. Mm-hmm. We are talking about you as also photographer.
Well, it kind of happened accidentally because...
It always does. With photography or film, it always does.
You know, I like looking at things and I like especially plants and leaves and flowers. And I love growing my roses. I have so many roses in my garden. And now it's so beautiful and all in flower. Even this morning, I get up and grab my phone now because I broke my camera. So I do pictures with my phone and I just go and take pictures in my garden just of my roses because it's such a joy. It's the joy in life.
Gosh.
Anyway, so I actually had a whole bunch of these photographs, and then I do all the covers for my books. I do myself.
You design these?
Yeah, I design the covers. Wow. So this is my cover. It's my cover. And then this one I took it from the plane. Through the window.
Oh my God!
Oh,
you took that
did
picture.
You?
Yeah, I took a picture on the
That's
plane.
Like divine light.
Isn't
the
nice?
Ghost.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Divine
you
light.
Can see the clouds here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's through the cabin window. So
yes.
But you know.
That's
so anyway.
Perfect.
So I and then all of a sudden, you know, a friend of mine who is also in our poetry group, who's a wonderful artist, Susan Dobé, she's Hungarian American. She invited me to do a solo show of my photography. I was so like, what? Freaked out because I never even had them in the frames, right? I printed out a whole bunch of these pictures and I had my very first solo show. By now I had 3 solo shows already.
But what we can learn
by
putting accent on genius lady that we have here,
exactly.
Dr. Maja Trochimczyk, that everything in life is possible right now.
Everything,
you know, a lot of people think I need to do everything, prepare, pre-think, what will happen. No, if you let your creativity and just freedom and have a desire. Joy that she has come into our lives.
Yes.
You can turn something that you saw well, whatever is this, cooking, sewing, singing, dancing, raising children, helping somebody, you can take this to another level and just turn this into something so beautiful.
Exactly.
So?
It's the joy, it's the creativity, but also you're not afraid of anything. It's not like I'm supposed to be afraid to be a poet. I'm supposed to like, I went to Poland at one point and I said that now I'm writing poetry. So how can you? You don't have a degree in poetry. So if you don't have a degree in poetry, you're not allowed to write poetry.
Right.
What about all these poets before us, right?
Who had no degrees,
did
of course.
Did Shakespeare have a degree in poetry?
No.
Yeah. Absolutely not, right?
Yeah.
So if you're inspired, then you write.
Yeah.
And the thing is with me, I write in English. I wrote one silly little poem for kids in Polish, and that's it. Even translations. I have somebody else translate my poems from English into Polish.
Wow.
Isn't that the weirdest thing? Because my Polish is my internal language from my childhood, and it's somehow too intimate for me to be put in poetry. When poetry is a little bit like performance, like you write a song, you perform on a stage. So you do something to inspire people, you do something to share, but it's just on a different level. And I love writing English. I love English language. That was the reason I wanted to write poetry. I wanted to perfect my knowledge of English language because I don't have a degree in English either. It's just so scary.
Imagine that.
Right?
Shock.
Imagine that.
Horrible, horrible person.
This
I'm
is
like
really beautiful.
So you will come one day, you will be having show, you'll be reading your poetry.
Yes, I definitely would love to read your poetry.
Absolutely.
Your
and obviously, I really, time is going crazy. You are, thank you, fast talker. I'm fast talker too, so you can say more
than
time.
It must be a Polish thing. Is it a Polish
no,
thing?
No, it's just that we just go crazy. Oh.
But I want people a little bit to know who is Maja Trochimczyk as of today. Again, we mentioned that she has PhD in musicology, but she's also president of Moonrise Press, which when you come back, you will describe a little bit more, because all this Moonrise Press includes a lot of your creativity there. So you are a secretary and communication director of Polish American Historical Association. That sounds already very, very like,
yes,
ouch.
It's very academic, that one. It's worldwide. It has a president from Poland, executive director in the Netherlands, and members around the globe, academic.
But you know, yeah, if you ever have contact with these amazing people, we have amazing show. I know that the world knows them. Yes, you come and talk,
absolutely.
You interview them. I'll be like, teach me. I want to learn, you know. And then next, President Helena Morieska Art and Culture Club. That's something so unusual, because I was saying that sounds like aristocracy. Yeah, it's some group of Polish people here who are really very, very well educated. They love Polish culture, is in their blood, but the high society Polish culture, they are rich, they have houses, and they have this amazing people coming to their houses to do concerts or just great events, you know. And I can cry, but I'm not a part of this club yet, just not for whatever reason. Doesn't really matter. Matter is I'm so proud, because I know how this beautiful club stays alive for so many years. And I now, when we have you, president, you know that again, this place exists for that, to bring these wonderful people who visit your amazing organization, that also American people who listen to this radio and Accent On, they can learn who these people are, you know, because they are so special. So special.
Oh, yes, indeed. There's lots of wonderful guests we had in the club. I was the president of Modjeska Club in 2010 to 2012, and now I just elected again last year. The club is existing since 1971, and it started as a private club of people who just wanted to get together, have fun together. They actually put up a lot of their own shows or performances.
Right. Yeah.
These are engineers, doctors, professors, business people, and just wanted to have fun and put on a comedy and put on funny costumes and sing funny songs. And that was part of a tradition of the clubs, you know, the king and queens of the clubs, of these people being friends and having fun together. They also wanted to bring the knowledge about Polish culture, actors, artists,
and
musicians
to
America,
really,
and they kind
job.
Of do exhibits.
So tell us the events, because time's running out. We need to pitch something, and some people maybe want to come, because they can purchase tickets. Some people who belong to the club, they are coming for free.
But some events are public. Some events are closed.
This
some,
one.
And now the next event I'm very excited about, because there's this actress here based in LA now, but she's from Krakow, from Teatr Stary, where Helena Modrzewska was the co-founder of the theater and the actress there. So Marta Orzyńska decided to write a play about Helena Modrzewska. And it's called Helena. It's going to be showing at Magicopolis on May 19th at 7 p.m. Sunday. Tickets are $30 for general public. Members go for free. And it's going to be had beautiful video and light illumination by Marta's husband, Bartosz, who is really an amazing cinematographer. And we're really looking forward to its world premiere. About Helena. Helena was one of those superwomen.
Yes, please tell a little bit
Helena
who is Helena
Modrzewska. She was a famous Polish actress, and she decided to emigrate with her family to America.
Uh-huh.
They have a house called Arden House in Orange County. It's still a museum. It's owned by the Orange County. You can look it up on the internet. But when she moved here, they had this commune of beautiful artists, and then she went back on the stage, and she became one of the most famous Shakespeare artists, actors. She played 18 Shakespeare roles. She promoted Shakespeare all over America. She traveled by train and performed in various little cities as well in major cities. She had an amazing following around the globe. She was one of the most famous Polish people.
So when was this about?
She came in 1873 and she died in 1909. So it's Victorian era. So it's the costumes. Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's very beautiful. Very nice.
So again, when is the place and date?
Magicopolis, Sunday, May 19th at 7 p.m. Now, so, and you can find, yes, you can reserve your tickets when you email Prezes, P-R-E-Z-E-S, which is president, at mojeska.org. That's my email, and I just emailed.
Or, to make this easier, I post it.
Okay.
All resume or bio, people need to read in English and again understand that this woman will be back talking about all of that, but in a on the bottom. I have all these links, and okay. I think to Club, Modrzejewska Club, mm-hmm. really is
She changed her name in America.
Shortened
Modrzejewska. Advised during her debut in San Francisco, they said that name cannot be spelled by anybody. Can be like my last name, right? Nobody can spell it. People look at it like, this is crazy. Who can you?
Trochimczyk.
It's like Szczebrzeszyn, nie krząż mi w Szczecinie, right?
I Szczebrzeszyn z tego słynie. That's little Polish. Please, all links to life of Maja Trochimczyk are there, and the Modrzejewska Club is there too. So if anybody is interested in this event on May 18th,
19th
is in Santa Monica, yes?
It's Santa Monica Magicopolis Theater, and it's easy to find. You can even Google the theater.
So please go, click 30 bucks, beautiful. Bring people, and... And if somebody wants to learn more about Maja Trochimczyk, website is?
For me?
Yeah.
Well, it's my last name .net, so it's not so good. Let's just go to
moonrisepress.com. Oh, Moonrise Press.
Yeah, that's my press.
All links are on the bottom of my post. So please,
you can find it there, because people can't spell my last name, you know? It is one of those. But I like it this way, because I'm the only Maja Trochimczyk in America. Yeah. And there's two Trochimczyk in North America. The other one is Michał Trochimczyk, and now Maja Trochimczyk. Okay. There's nobody else called that name. That's fantastic, right?
Thank you, Maja. Maja Trochimczyk, wonderful guest. So much energy and so much brain, so much talent and so much soul. So she will be back. But right now we are moving to our guest. Yes, I think let's start from the music. What about that?
Let's do it. Let's dive in.
Taking me back, taking all down south, love is her name, I'm checking her out. Little black dress madness, it's a blitzkrieg kiss, I'll give you my mouth, I'm going all downtown, love is the game, I'm checking it out. Little black dress madness, it's a blitzkrieg kiss. I'm in love with you, baby. I'm in love with you, baby. And I'm in love with the way you say that I'm a winner. Letting me in that scheme before dinner. Baby, it's a quiet shame it didn't happen sooner. Cause I need you more than anything. Me out, little black dress madness, it's a blitzkrieg kiss. Cause I'm in love with you, baby. I'm in love with you, baby. And I'm in love with the way you say I'm a winner. Letting me in that skin before dinner. Baby, it's a crying shame it didn't happen sooner. Take it on the covers. Love is my flag.
Moment. Oh my gosh. Okay, now official introduction.
So
okay, Jeremy Tyler sounds like Michael Bublé. He sounds like Jeremy Tyler, but little tiny. Looks like a La La Land, whimsical, romantic, fun, a usual treat. Jeremy Tyler is a filmmaker, entrepreneur, singer, songwriter. He produced and engineered his latest album. Maybe you've felt
this way.
Mm-hmm. Which all the songs he performed, wrote, of course. And as an indie artist, his focus is in telling good stories through the music and film. You are residing in Los Angeles, in Orange County. Yes,
I just moved up here to Los Angeles. Yeah. No, from Orange County to Los Angeles,
wow,
just two months ago.
That's a big move.
Oh. And you have five siblings?
I'm the oldest of five siblings.
Yes, and you are classically trained?
Yes, classically trained with piano. My first instrument was the drums. My dad is a jazz drummer, went to MIT. Our whole family, our entire family is musical. Everyone. My grandparents, my aunts, my mother, my father, we were born in a musical family. We were all homeschooled too.
Oh, are you?
So it was this really intensely focused musical household. Mm-hmm. We had keyboards and pianos in different rooms. And
where
sometimes,
in OC? Sorry.
So I grew up in Utah.
Oh, in Utah.
And then born here, grew up in Utah, and then moved to California 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Because I've been living somewhat of a double life.
Oh, mama, daddy.
Here we go.
Now we know a little more about why.
So I have the last 10 years. I've had 5 years intensely in music, and then 5 years intensely in entrepreneurship. So I helped scale and grow businesses, and that's why I moved out.
Businessman and musician, perfect togetherness.
Yes,
combination.
No flying in the clouds.
Yeah.
You can go down and shake if something's wrong. Say, I didn't make this mistake for no reason. I learned from it, and you know how to manage money in the future or right now. So, second album.
Yeah, I just finished a record called The Art of Life, and you know, my background is in marketing and filmmaking, and as well as music. And so I just finished this full-length feature film called Art of Life that goes with the record. So you watch, it's an hour-long movie, and it tells the entire arc of my 20s, growing up from boy to man and finding, you know, heartbreak and finding, you know, maturity. And so the whole record is this, you know, even though my background is in classical piano and jazz, and I love to sing the standards and all that stuff, I really wanted to make an R&B record. I really wanted to make a pop record and tell the story of my 20s. Because, you know, the 20s are a very, it's young, it's lively, there's failure, there's mistakes.
Sure.
So I wanted it to be a pop record. And that comes out on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday, where people can go to just give you money and download or buy it.
It'll be on Apple Music. Yes. It'll be on iTunes. It'll be on Spotify.
So if people search you under your name, again, spell for people, spell, because, you know.
Yeah,
some
Jeremy
people,
Tyler, the way it sounds, T-Y-L-E-R.
I think you have easy name, not like I needed to switch to Europa and your, you know, Trochimchik.
It's okay. Be proud. Be so proud.
Yes. Yeah. It's on so many books. Yeah. Better people learn already how to spell this name of yours. But so this Saturday.
This Saturday it releases.
Name of the album again?
It's called Art of Life.
Oh, how beautiful. Yeah. And I need to say, I'm sorry, you sent two songs, yeah. And I was the pre-screener for which songs for today, because some of them were great, sexy. One. Yeah. So I was thinking, I don't know how far we will go into a different way of talking about art and intellectual book writing. Oh, and now we have like a lot of sexy stuff.
Yeah.
So we love it. We will leave this for the next show next time. You will be back. How many songs on your album?
This one's got 12 songs.
Yay, that's a long movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's about an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Nice. Nobody did yet story. Oh, Kanye West did? Similar, he had some videos with Beyonce did one,
Kanye did one, yeah.
So you got number three.
But not a lot of artists are doing it, but I feel like it's so important because it tells a depth to the story, because we as artists, you know, we write or we play these pieces or these songs that have so much meaning and so much story attached to it, and sometimes it's probably better off that it's a little bit ambiguity. Yeah. But sometimes you want to say, hey, here's what this means. Here's the visuals. Here's what I mean about this story, you know. So that's why I wanted to attach a film.
Where's
the film?
The film will be on YouTube, and then eventually it'll be on, I'm getting it distributed on Hulu and Netflix, trying at least. Independently to distribute it. We'll find out.
Okay. So I think it's a time for Deja Vu. This is song number two. And like I said, this very sexy one, there will be soon coming to our studio, because that's a premiere on LA Talk Radio on Accent On. Some artists say that I have a good vibe when it comes to premiere of these songs, and people like to come and play because they say, you know, if you pick the song, that will be hit. And I like this one too.
Cool.
So
let's
play.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Deja vu. Oh my gosh.
Brilliant.
It's
so groovy.
So
it's groovy, baby.
Good. You know what is this? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. There but I am.
Yes, yeah. It's beautiful. It's R&B and little, you know, just jazz. Something jazzy, jazzy. And yeah. 1960s, you yes. know, the instrumentation.
Yeah, really
it's like, you don't know about Komedacz in a yeah. film, you know, another yeah. Polish genius with Polański and stuff like that. They had this style of music played in the 60s. You are into something, man.
I appreciate
you
that.
Are, and everybody needs a Jeremy Tyler in the heart, in the soul, the music.
Wow, that's a big one right there.
Really great.
I can't wait for you to see the film, too, because at this one, we shot it in a really interesting way where it's very noir, very 60s, you know, very old school style. So it matches the vibe.
So we will yes. post the links when you come back in June.
Cool.
We'll find which.
You know what? Jeremy Tyler, yeah. the name doesn't do you justice. You have yeah. to change your name to something more exotic sounding.
Like, what do you want?
I don't know.
What if Jeremy... I just change it? What if I just change it to Jeremy Exotic Tyler?
That's a different show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That is a Vegas different show.
But it's like, there are so many gifts there.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not doing you justice. Yeah. In terms of your name,
add a middle name that. Like Sebastian.
Yes, Sebastian.
Jeremy Sebastian.
You have middle name. No, you have middle name.
My name.
You have another.
My name is Sebastian, ladies, and I'm Sebastian.
Sebastian, hello.
We have a Jeremy Taylor with us, and we are really loving your music. Really that loving music.
Thank you.
A mixture of everything. Yes?
I have something, by the way.
Oh,
I just wrote a song.
What?
Just barely. And okay, it sing. Uses the words of this sweet woman right next to me. It goes like this. It's called Sophia number 5. You too, you find the way into the orchard where green fruit ripens among late blossoms. I found the path and I'm already there tonight.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Wow.
Somehow I feel...
I had to write... We talked about her poetry. I had to like speak to it.
Somehow I feel if I give you 400 pages of this book or that book, you will sing it. Beautiful. For today, everybody, Saturday. This is the release day for your new album. Yeah. Name of the album?
Art of Life.
Art of Life.
Yeah, it'll be on Spotify under Jeremy Tyler.
And iTunes.
And iTunes and Amazon, Apple Music.
Please, people, go and check him out. You will love him. And we'll be playing a lot of Jeremy's music. He will be back and the sexy one will be included too. And it will be very cool. Thank you for today.
Thank you for having me.
Lucy.
Yes. See.
What's new? What's new, Lucy? What's new? Because like I said, you hopefully will be coming back to me because we had 6-7 months together in the beginning of Accent On. You were so helpful for me to just feel like in home. Then you were coming to the show we had on the camera shows too. But
we
cannot
have an on-camera show too.
I cannot afford this one, but it's a really good one. So anybody who wants to watch a video beautifully produced on another side of the studio. Mm. They're also available here on LA Talk Radio. So maybe one day we'll be having a show again there. But, Lucy.
But.
You are journalist.
Yes.
You are co-founder and of the store and Better. How is it? British Better Goods?
Oh, no. By British. It's a business, an export and import business. Actually, more like import British candies and gifts and stuff.
So you are,
but it's expensive. So I've sort of put it on hold for a little bit.
Yeah,
I really love doing it, but the tariffs. Talk about tariffs. Right now, let's talk about business. The tariffs are a lot. So you have to import, you know, volume. So anyway, there's a medium demand for British stuff in some areas.
Yes, but, it's true. But in Santa Monica, we have this great store and we can see you there a lot.
Yeah,
and like
do,
you say, a lot of people come and go.
And I do professional radio too.
Talk about iHeartRadio because your history on radio is so wonderful too. We were talking a little bit about pirate radio that you were there. Then in America, when you moved to America, you finished education and USC is one of your titles.
Yeah, I went to UMass. I lived in Boston for 12 years.
And you have a wonderful relationship with a wonderful gentleman for many, many years. Mm. And he is very deeply involved with very big events, yeah. art events, and he was working for...
He was working for the Associated Press. He's just retired. He was like 44 years. I just was amazed that anyone could work for one organization for 44 years.
But he did.
Like, but he did. So he did. So he was West Coast Entertainment Editor of the AP.
So you had the chance to be on a lot of red carpets.
We
went
to the Oscars. I've been to as a guest and a lot of award shows, which I have to tell you, like the AMAs, they look more glamorous than they are. And you probably know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Totally, of course.
Yeah.
So hopefully we will be having you more often, because you also are surrounded by very talented people. From time to time, you will bring your own guests, and you're a great interviewer. You had how many years? 4 years?
4 years of our environmental show, Sharon and I. So we interviewed all sorts of people every week, and it was a lot of work. It's a lot of work to do this.
I know.
Hats off to you, Alona.
Well done.
Exactly. You've done this for 7 years straight.
Bravo.
You know, I mean,
I love
it's
this
just,
place.
It's,
thank you so much.
It's very rewarding, though, because I sit here and I think, you know, my life has become a bit humdrum, which is a British expression meaning dull.
No more. So look at this energy.
But it's the energy. I come in here and I think, no, you know what? I'm going
to
get off my butt again
and start doing something
interesting.
And you were studying? You were studying at USC?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was journalism. I did it for contact. It was expedience, right? Yeah, because SC is all about contact. So I was in radio already, but I was moving to LA and I needed to know people.
Yes.
So that's how I got a job in what was Fox TV, writing news.
You are right, but you
so
enter,
it was. I knew that going from Boston, being a Brit, knowing nobody in a huge city, I had to do something.
And
so
you did.
I applied.
It.
Yeah.
And how many years you were working iHeartRadio? Yes, also.
Oh, a lot. I can't even remember. Every morning I get up. I do 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. every weekday morning, news and traffic.
Oh, that's goodness. You need
so
to be on
like,
you say
and,
that with
and
so
and
much
off.
Enthusiasm.
News traffic, traffic.
Hats but, off. 5 a.m.
Well,
I mean,
it's getting up very, very early. I've gotten up early all my life. So the problem is it negates fun in the evenings.
Yeah.
So I go to bed at 9. Mm-hmm. So like creative people sit up all night,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
I don't know anything about that.
Do you ever give into it?
No.
Never.
That's my...
But you live and breathe journalism. And, of course, you're a great interviewer.
Yes.
You have amazing people. So that's why we need to back you.
I am playing the cello. I went back to playing the cello after I grew up playing it. And then you when you go to college, you dump it. Anyway, so I took it up again.
And I had the pleasure to meet your baby cello.
Yes.
Beautiful,
but
white, gorgeous.
Hopefully, I'm better now.
Yes.
But you know what the thing is it's just an ongoing battle, isn't it?
It is.
It's just like...
With the cello? Or with life?
What I learned, and the same like Maya said, you don't premeditate, you just do things. And sometimes changes for another few months your journey. And who knows, for whatever reason, we all met today.
Hopefully the reason is that
something need to be changed and done. And it just, I was worried. I was so scared of Maya. I'm like, oh my gosh, I know her as a friend many years
just
ago for a moment. But,
so much happiness.
Knowing that she has so much to say and her enthusiasm, because some very smart people can be boring. And I was worried that maybe we will overwhelm people with the topics that they are not used to listen to. Classical music is a very specific topic, but you are everything and above.
But classical music is beautiful.
I know.
So
beautiful.
Everybody loves Chopin. I used to go to YouTube and see what people comment about Chopin recordings.
Right.
And they're like, oh, I love this song.
Yes.
It speaks to me. This is like
beautiful.
My soul is on fire when I listen to it. Isn't it amazing? You just love the music. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's come from. When you lose the love because you're too stuffed up, you become like a pickled herring or something, and you're just boring. You're right.
Some people
lose the joy of life, and therefore it doesn't matter how many titles they have. There's no joy in the heart.
No.
Right?
The joy, my gosh, the
humanity.
Great. So today we have a lot of joy, and I would like Jeremy to listen to my daughter's song. Please, because yes. You know that she loves your stuff. You have no choice to love what she does.
Yes.
But you have why? No choice.
I have zero choice in that.
But we are talking about choices in life. And she's a very young singer and she chose completely different style of music.
Yeah.
She's searching for something that I don't think so a lot of people are doing. So I am very proud of her because my songs are very poppy. Hers, I don't know, calling out.
Beautiful.
To me.
In the darkness I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what starlight I can see. Imagine who I'm gonna be.
Natasha Mira, calling out to me, Jeremy Tyler. Yeah. Thank you so much, Maya Trochimczyk, and my long, long, long time friend, lovely Lucy Hill. She will be back. You will be back. You will be back. I love you, people. So I will be back, hopefully, too.
Of course. You will be back.
You will be back. You will be back.
For today, thank you so much for acting on, and till next Monday.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.